if you have no hope, you will not have a substance to build faith on. Hope is an important criteria to faith. Look at it very carefully. Faith is the substantiating of things hoped for. In other words, faith is made up from hope, is making hope a substance. That means if you don't have the raw material of hope, you cannot have faith. So the devil is very clever, and he attacks people at the hope level. So when they are hopeless, they will definitely become faithless. So you have to protect your hope as much as your faith. So the only way to protect your hope is to know that God is, that God is alive, that God is looking after you. God is your Father. Meditate on all the scriptures. And as long as God is alive, there is hope in your life. And as long as you hope, and I've ministered to many Christians and found many of them have weak faith because they have weak hope. Some of them, their dreams have been crushed so many times that they have too many shattered dreams to want to ever hope again. And that's why somehow or other God needs to restore the hope level. Once the hope level is restored, and you're a person full of hopes, visions, and dreams, then there's a lot of raw material for faith to be made from. Faith is a substantiating of things hoped for. Give God the raw material. That is why one of the first things the Holy Spirit does when He comes into our life is He gives us hope, dreams, and visions. And I will challenge each one of you, whatever dreams or visions that God has given you, doesn't matter, even though you have many shattered dreams, many shattered visions, many hopeless situations, find some way to get hope again. And as long as your hope is restored and strengthened, and once again you can dream dreams, once again you can see visions, once again you can have great hope, God will use that hope to build your faith. It starts with hope. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So it's in an unseen realm, it's in the spirit realm, which is timeless, and it is dependent on your hope realm. So when you are coming into any situation, if you have been ministering to someone, or you have been praying for someone, or you have been dealing with demon powers in a certain area, if you have lost hope, there will be no way you can have faith. You need to find your hope again. I know sometimes, like Abraham, people go through situations where it seems very long. But believe me, nothing of the enemy can last forever. And God has His perfect timing, where even though it may seem long, it is because He is already working on your behalf. And He's doing a great many things that are His perfect will for your life. And when God starts moving in your life, in one moment of time, that's all it takes to bring you all the blessings, the answered prayers, the deliverance, the miracles that you have longed for in a twinkling of an eye. Let's pray.